This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening, and our first story, of course, as always, is Popik Popik. And we're talking right now about people using their mobile phones while in the theatre, at concerts or in the cinema. And this is coming after an article by Agence France-Presse looked at an emerging effort by venue owners to actually ban the use of our phones, really, during live performances.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have seen this happening before, especially during concerts. So, people take out their mobile phones to record a video of the performance, supposedly to upload later on their social media. But for me, what really grinds my gears is when people take out their phones in the cinema. In that dark hall, it's so blinding and so distracting, and it makes you wonder, like, why are you even here if you're going to check your phone like every other minute?
So at gigs, at concerts, you know, even doing this can be quite distracting for the performers, especially when, you know, you consider theatre plays as well. So in the US, there have been venues that make it compulsory for the audience to store their phone away in a locked pouch, which can only be unlocked using a special device in specific phone areas. And this has helped create a more immersive experience for the audience and performers.
So of course, this being Popik, we wanted to gather some thoughts from the public about this exact thing, banning the use of mobile phones during performances.
For me, when it comes to concerts, I put them away. And of course, theatres, you know, you can't look at them. They have very strict rules about that. Art galleries, I do prefer to keep my phone in my pocket. I don't really see the need to document it.
I don't really use my phone at concerts, but at art exhibitions, a lot of the time I'll take photos of the art.
I don't go to a lot of concerts, but I go to a lot of art galleries and exhibitions. Honestly, I am all for just like not capturing anything. Probably pictures every once in a while, but no recording. I mean, just like watch the performance on stage.
To take pictures, I guess, just to kind of capture the moment from my eyes so I can look back and remember that.
At concerts, I keep them in my pocket or in my bag. Art exhibitions are harder to resist simply because the opportunity to share good art with my friends.
And pretty much everyone we asked was willing to go phone-free to a performance.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, as long as everyone didn't have their phones, then you're not really missing out, are you?
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, like, I understand that it takes away some of the experience if you're going to be on your phone the entire time. So yeah, I'd be open to it.
Yes, I think that's the best part of it, because if you have these kind of concerts that's phone-free, you can enjoy the experience much more.
I think it's high time that concerts have this kind of policies. Give respect to everyone in the hall trying to experience. You have to respect people behind you. They don't want to watch the concert through your lens. It's just inconvenient.
Man, the amount of times that I have found myself just staring into the face of whoever's on stage through someone else's phone because they've zoomed in, and anyway, their phone is blocking my face and I can't see anything else. So yeah, I get it. Having said that, I've also been guilty of recording, especially for me, it's not so much about social media. For me, often, if it is particularly for musical performances, if it's a band that I really appreciate and I know someone else in my life also really loves them, and they're not there, sometimes I will whip out my phone for their favourite song, for example.
But then if you record a concert, right, the quality of the video isn't that great, right? The sound is like peaking and it's dark and...
It has nothing to do with recording the song. You know, if I wanted to record the song, I'd just send them a link. You can watch it on YouTube. What it is, I guess, creating a sense of togetherness, like, oh, you're here with me, you know, it's about capturing the moment. But I've recently kind of gone back on that. And now, if at all I do anything, I record the sound. I don't record the video anymore, because I think really that's, I just want to have, I guess, as a person who works in radio, as a person who values the, you know, audio experiences, for me, it kind of brings you back in a way that other things just don't manage to do.
Yeah, you know, you're right, right? I think it is usually taken as a form of memento, but of course it's sometimes also used to just be posted up as, I was here, please think, like my post.
I think that's the more likely one, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't think I have a big problem with this, simply because I feel like it's, especially for smaller productions, right, it is good promotion for them. You know, you are now in a space that you can share that experience with so many other people. You can encourage people to go unless, you know, the artist in mind had a very specific vision for that piece of performance, right? You know, do they want a full immersion? Is it a quiet folk concert that you cannot even afford a pin dropping because it would ruin the entire experience?
I mean, it's good. I get how it can be good promotion for the performance, but what about like what one of our participants said earlier, I suppose, what about everyone else that's actually in the room with you that you might be blocking with your phone, you know, just held over your face?
No, that's fair. You know, I was trying to come at it from the angle where, well, everyone sort of paid for that price. Everyone should be able to enjoy it the way they want to, but it shouldn't come at a cost of interfering with how other people are enjoying it. So it's a tough balance to strike. If throughout that 2-hour performance you're constantly on your phone, that can be disruptive. Or you use your iPad to record the performance, right? We've seen that. But if it's just for, say, a minute or 30 seconds or 2 minutes, it wouldn't be so bad.
But I guess in terms of like pushing the boundaries of performing arts, right? Maybe there can be productions that sort of incorporate the use of mobile phones in the production, for example, having more interaction from the audience or the listeners, and so that it can be part of the show. How they do it, I don't know. But it would be interesting to see how people can use it creatively to be part of the show as well.
Without it becoming a distraction, right? Because I think that would be the key thing. Mm-hmm. When I think about why it is that someone would go watch a performance, and I mean a performance, not go to the movies, not go to the movies. Instead, why would you actually choose to go watch a play or do things like that? And I think traditionally the thinking has been because you want to be able to share a communal experience with everybody who's there. You want to share this moment with the performers. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think that phones do get in the way of that. And I say this, like I said, as someone who has been guilty of sneaking a shot of the set or sometimes recording, say, 30 seconds of a song. I get it.
You know, especially if they want to release new material and they don't want anyone else to hear it, they want it to be a unique experience per concert, that might limit the artist from wanting to do that.
I would think so, you know. So Kelvin was saying earlier, the flip side of that is, of course, you might also be providing free marketing and free promotion for the event or the band that you love. So what do you think? Should mobile phones not be a part of the theatre space? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to Lim Soon Hing, who in his former life, we worked together on the front row on BFM. Soon Hing, always good to hear from you.
Hello.
So you are a member of the theatre community. In there, is there sort of a general consensus about the use of mobile phones? Do most people oppose it?
I think people, even when you say people, that is the audience. I think audience would like to use the phones, but I have also been to productions where I'm just a member of the audience, and I really hate the mobile phone that's beside me, or the iPad is even worse when it's lit and you're trying to see, just the phone is there, not even like filming anything or taking photographs. It's just on, and it is so distracting, that light. So on the whole, I think, I know, when Tesh asked me about this, I happened to have six actors with me. We are rehearsing a scene, and I basically told them, and then nobody's in favor of allowing the audience to use their phones or to take pictures. But the thing is, we have also accepted the fact that, you know, people will. And so at the start of shows, sometimes we say things like, all right, if you want to take photographs, tag, hashtag, so KL Shakespeare or whatever, so that, like Kelvin was saying, it helps market the show. But I think ideally, no phones.
And what do you think of this idea to keep phones away in a designated pouch?
You know what? I think if a theater is going to enforce that, people will follow. People will follow. I mean, just like when you go see one of those 3D movies and they ask for your phones, you at one stage, we all handed over our phones also. So I don't see, you know, I think Malaysians are quite compliant when it comes to these kind of things. We are so obedient.
How do you think then keeping phones away might change the experience of a live show?
How would that impact us? I think it's less distracting. You know, I'm thinking from the perspective of the other members of the audience, because if you're paid money to go see a show, you want to see a show. You don't want to have somebody beside you, like, you know, making unnecessary noise or making unnecessary movements. So from that perspective, I think it's a great idea to not to have phones. for actors on stage, if I don't see a camera, it doesn't bother me. And I think probably the same for everybody else who's on stage. But if there is a flash is going on, you know, it catches your eye, then it can be distracting. Or phones going off. That's probably terrible. Hmm. But saying all that, I think there's also an unspoken assumption that if you're performing outdoor, it's okay. You know, if it's outdoor performance, anybody can whip out their phone. But if you're inside a building, somehow that the assumption is you are not supposed to use your phone.
You know, earlier Ayman was talking about how perhaps someday mobile phones and the use of it within a performance space might actually be integrated into the audience experience of watching a show. Have you ever attended a show like this where having that sort of technology was helpful, or do you think that it's something that might come our way someday?
Yeah, I think if it happens, it'll be just like a one-off, unless somebody's going to sit down and figure out, okay, how else can we use it? How else can we and use that kind of interactivity? But, you know, if folks are going to be bent over looking at their phones, they're not watching what's happening on stage, even though it's for a few seconds. But ideally, when you're performing, you want people to be there, engage with you and not with their phones, or engage with you through their phones. At this point, I cannot see that beyond being a gimmick.
And the other thing I wanted to know was, I mean, like you said, while it is something that performers might find distracting, you have also decided to kind of lean into it in some ways and say, okay, if you're going to take photos, then, you know, hashtag, yeah, put it up, get the word out there. Was that a conscious decision from your group, the Chaos Shakespeare Players? You know, is it something that you guys decided, okay, we're just going to have to lean into this?
I think it's also from learning from other folks. They said, you know, other theatre companies and other performers, they said, look, if you cannot stop them, my child use what they're doing, and that helps your social media marketing. So, ideally, I don't think any of us like the idea of people taking pictures or having clips, because sometimes they might capture something that you know, didn't go quite right, and then that goes out, which is not as you have no control over that.
Yeah. Do you think Malaysians would be would receive it positively, like this ruling that you have to keep your phones away?
I think so. I think people, once somebody does it, everybody will. But you know, I understand that sometimes folks say, "Look, I now got a babysitter at home. I've got a small child at home, so I want to be in contact with them." But then you can say maybe the theatre operator would then have to maybe make an exception that here is somebody who's made the appeal, say, look, can I have my phone? I'll put it on vibrate if it happens, and then I will walk out. I wouldn't have it ringing. So maybe, but I think people will comply.
You know, just going back to that point about how sometimes taking photos and videos might actually help promote an event or a venue, has that worked out for you?
Hard to tell, really hard to tell. Because even when they tag us and all that, you know, after performing the night before, you don't get up really early to go, and the first thing you do is check social media. You're getting ready to go to your matinee show or whatever. So it doesn't matter very much to us whether people tag us or put it. But I would, again, back to this thing about prefer them not to do all these things. I don't think it has. We have no way of measuring whether there is an impact to audiences taking pictures and then or posting videos on their own social media to tell about our shows, how that impact the sale of tickets. I don't see it that way.
And would you consider putting this in place for your next performance?
Put what in place?
Put this rule of, you know, not having mobile phones and keeping them away in a designated pouch.
I think once everybody starts going along with this program, I think we will. I think we'll probably wait for somebody else to start rather than to lead the way, you know, and be the villain. To start, often we perform in schools also, you know, and as a result of that, the teachers themselves kind of say, put your phones away, and so that makes it quite easy for us. But so far, we have not had anything really bad happen to us, you know, that kind of really disrupted us. We have had some young people come to see us with their iPads sitting in the front row. And we sometimes, because our performance is such that we break the fourth wall, we sometimes say, you know, it would be much better if you just watch the show. And then the kids will put their phones away and put their iPads away. So So from our perspective, because we have a kind of show that allows for that, we have. But if this person insists on using his or her phone, I don't think we'll make a scene and we just carry on.
Soon Heng, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Lim Soon Heng of KL Shakespeare Players, discussing this discussing this thing that's going on in the US, really, in the US performing arts scene, where certain venues, certain theatres are saying that they don't really want patrons to enter with their phones anymore. They don't want that to be a part of the performance. Let us know what you think. When you attend, whether it's a play or a concert, would you like a phone-free experience, or do you still prefer to have your phone on you? Call us and let us know. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.